BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including Greg James on Real or No Real, a couple who listened to the podcast who called us from Greece because it's all gone wrong. And has Charlie Puth forgotten the words to his own song?
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. This is BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, it's Scott Mills here. Right, quickly, remember we're talking about one-uppers on Friday's show. If you tell a story, they'll come back with a better one. You've been to Tenerife, they've been to 11 a reef. Chris isn't in the studio at the moment. But remember what I said on Friday? I'm going to ask him generally how his weekend and Friday was, and I'm just going to one-up everything he says. Keep listening for it. This is Bourne's.
This is
BBC
Radio
1.
And good afternoon to you. In this half hour, I'm going to play you Wolf Alice, also Natalie LaRose and Fessy Watt, new track, and Duke Dumont. Back on for Monday lunchtime, it's Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Hiya, Chris.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You missed know you, had missed all you these... on Friday.
Yeah, I missed you too. You know you had all these freshers gigs that you were doing last week?
Yeah.
It's sort of delayed for me, but I've started doing them this week. Yeah, this weekend.
I started them way before you, and I've done 6 so far. So they've been good, actually.
I don't know how you hold up so well.
In what way?
Well, normally it's around about this time that you get freshers flu quite badly.
Yeah, no, I haven't had it so far yet. Why, do you feel you're coming down with something?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so I've done 6. Were yours all sold out?
I mean, they were really busy, yeah. I wasn't checking the amount of tickets
all
that were
there. 6 of mine were, you couldn't get any tickets, so it's good, actually.
Yeah, but you're a popular guy.
Anything else that, anything else happened at the weekend?
Yeah, loads. It was fun. Obviously, a great result for Watford, my home team. They were playing Newcastle.
Yes, and also Southampton were playing Man United at the weekend, my home team, weren't they?
Yeah. And,
I know that?
Yeah, yeah. Are you into the football this season?
Well, I just knew that they were playing Manchester United. It's quite a big deal, so.
And there was loads of rugby on as well.
Yeah, I got invited to that. But I just didn't think it would be anything that would, like, suit me. I didn't fancy it.
And you should have said, I would have loved that.
Yeah, but what was it? The first match, was it this weekend?
World Cup.
Yeah, I got invited to it. I got some invitation, but I was like, nah, it's not for me.
Really?
Yeah, did you watch it on telly?
Yeah. I was just chilling all day and then saw some friends.
You should have said.
I was DJing in Southampton, so it's my old uni, so saw a load of friends there.
Yeah.
And went for a curry. That was good.
Mm. Oh, I went to this amazing sushi restaurant at the top of one of the big towers in London.
Why are you being weird?
No, I'm just telling you what I did this weekend. And just like the best food ever.
And then last night, you'll be proud of me. On the way back home from Southampton, I stopped and had 20 nuggets all to myself.
Oh, I bossed 40 this weekend.
When?
Last night.
Why? Just for fun?
Yeah.
Were you DJing last night?
No, it's just on my own. Just
why was it so weird with me?
Popped out to the local one.
Okay, fine.
You don't know what I'm doing, do you?
No. No.
No.
And the way you're looking at me as well.
It's freaking out a bit, isn't it? I'm just trying to... obviously you weren't here on Friday. I was doing this thing where I one-up people, or we're talking about one-uppers. You know, the people that when you tell a story, they'll go, yeah, I've done that, but it's better. And that's what that's what you were just experiencing there.
Oh, I see. So you didn't really have the nuggets and get invited to the World Cup.
But... No, none of that. But I have done 6 student gigs, so that's still like a one-up on you, isn't it, really?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon to Grimmy, he's listening. He just said, why are you being weird? I don't think he heard the beginning bit. I was just trying to one-up Chris. Anything that he said, I was just trying to go one better.
Yeah, but it's not hard with someone like me. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm just telling you that I've gone and had some nuggets.
Mm. Yeah, I mean...
It's also, not a challenge.
Me just going, oh, I had 40.
Like, pathetic.
Casually on a Sunday night. Alicia in Belfast says, you got invited to the Rugby World Cup and you didn't go. If this ever happens again, I will gladly take those tickets off your hands. No, I didn't. I didn't get invited, but he said he watched it on TV. I was just trying to one-up him, so I said that I got invited. As if I get invited to the rugby.
Is that why when I said that Watford played Newcastle as well, that's why you piped up with Southampton played Man United?
Because I knew you had mentioned football and I just wanted, I mean, let's be honest, Southampton did lose. But like them playing Manchester United.
I'm so impressed that you know this, though.
Yeah, I had it already.
You've changed.
You've
really changed.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Monday lunchtime with Scott Mills. Rhodes and Birdie coming up. Also, Years and Years. And that Rationale track that we played last week that got a really good reaction Fuel to the Fire, the one helped along by Bastille. It's coming up. Did anyone hear the Charlie Puth Live Lounge at the weekend?
It was, yeah, it was great.
Really good.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah, really good. But obviously, Meghan Trainor wasn't there. It was just Charlie. I don't think he bothered to learn the verse in the song, Marvin Gaye, her verse, because he doesn't normally sing it.
No, but I think even I would know the words enough to be able to do it. Not that they would ask me, obviously.
No, but you'd know the verse of Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On.
Actually, no, I wouldn't. No, I'm thinking other Meghan Trainor songs slightly easier.
Here's the thing, though. It's Puth's song. Whether it's your verse or Meghan Trainor's verse, you should know it.
So what are you saying? That he should have done the other bits as well?
Well, no, he did try, because obviously the song is without Meghan. He's in the live lounge on his own, but he's doing the song that's normally with her, but she's not there.
But you're saying he didn't do it quite to the standard you required?
Well, he's just clearly not learned her bit. Okay, here's the actual verse in the song. Dog without
I'm
a
like
bone.
A dog without a bone.
See, even we know these. I
just want you for my own.
Okay, now listen to Puth on Saturday in the live lounge.
I'm like a dog without.
Listen to what he's doing. Doing it wrong.
God, he makes it sound good though, doesn't he? When
no,
I don't.
No,
when
he
I,
doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, that's awful. When try and do beatboxing because you don't know the words. Don't try and style it out with beatboxing.
Well, how would you like to style it out? Because when I don't know the words to a song, I just make up the words, in fact.
Mm. Yeah, you've done that before.
Just playing it on my own. Sometimes it is a throne. I'm like a dog without a bone.
No, that one. Just the last bit.
I just want you for my own. See?
Well, there we are. You've already made a better effort than he did.
Okay. It seems a little ranty of you to say that that wasn't good.
Maybe he meant to do the beatboxing, but I was like, come on, learn the words,
but
mate.
I think the way he styles it out is way better than what I was doing.
He wrote the song. Of course he knows the words, says somebody. Well, didn't sound like that, did it? Everyone seems to be forgetting Meghan Trainor lyrics at the moment. Did you see X Factor?
Yeah.
Listen to this. She says girls like a little booty to hold all night. Yes. Now I won't be worry about size. No, that's the previous verse there. If that's all you're looking for, then
move along. That's brilliant.
Move along. Who doesn't know the worst to All About That Bass? All of them.
And I was watching that and I thought, they have so long to rehearse, don't they? I mean, it's...
Learn the words, mate.
Learn the words. There was one called Princess on there. Did you see her last night? And she was the same, just couldn't get the words right. So just makes them up.
Am I the only person that knows all of the words to All About That Bass?
Potentially.
Does everyone know them? Is this a weird like thing that I possess?
Do you remember when you sent me to a fish shop down the road? Like literally a shop that sells fish, not food, like tropical fish.
The one that's got the hilarious sign in outside which says, we've got crabs downstairs.
Yeah. And I had to go in and sing Meghan Trainor lyrics.
Oh yeah, you did.
And I found that I was having to make up a lot of them at the time. It's a tricky thing to remember.
It certainly is. The Scott Mills Daily. Is it desire? Sent a request into us and it's happening tomorrow. Gabrielle Aplin is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Good to see Gabalar again.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen how well the Governess video is doing as well, by the way?
No, talk to me.
Oh, it seems to be very popular.
Does it?
Yeah.
The one of the chasers we had on last week, but it is one of my faves, just because you're sat higher than her. And also, just the whole thing, your outfit, your hair, the way that you're doing impressions of her when she's kind of not looking.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely my favourite one to watch back.
If you, if you're not aware of The Governess, please check it out on Radio 1 YouTube. It was one of the best bingos for a long time.
It's getting a lot of love.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love it. I knew it would, I thought. Years and Years and Desire. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. What's going on?
I'm in Paris on my year abroad at the moment, and I was listening to a podcast on the metro the other day on my way to work.
Oh, so you're in Paris right now?
Yes, I am, right now, as we speak.
Are you having a gap year?
I'm on, not quite a gap year, I'm on a year abroad, which is sort of a gap year, but not.
That's amazing. What a place to have a gap year, in gay Paris.
I know, it doesn't get much better, does it?
Why is it called that, Mills?
I have no idea.
But that is a phrase, isn't it?
Gay Paris.
Yeah.
Has any actual French come up to you while you've been there and went, hello, welcome to Gay Paris?
Not quite, but I'm hopeful.
It'll be good. Anyway, so there you are, on the metro, in Paris, listening to the podcast, which I like, thanks for that.
Yeah, a little plug.
What happened next?
I was at a station and I was looking out the window and I saw an advert, which I sent you the photo of, and it's a bright pink advert. And the only thing on the picture is a stick woman putting a stick man in her basket.
Oh, yes. Right. I've got the picture in front of me now. Mills, have a look.
Oh, you emailed this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there she is, the stick lady. She's got a like a trolley and she's putting the stick man in her basket there.
Yeah, you've gone international.
Straight in my basket. If you don't know what we're talking about, this is this guy called Anto Sharp, who's made quite a name for himself on the internet by going around supermarkets and filming himself, putting things into a basket. And then he says,
you're going straight in my basket.
Extra spicy salami. Oh,
straight in my basket.
You're trying to get people to just say straight in mine now.
Yeah, and I got loads of Twitter messages the weekend from people going, straight in mine. So it's working. Anyway, do you know what this advert's for?
Well, I was a bit confused by it. So I put the tagline in the on the bottom of the advert into Google, and I think it's a dating website much like Tinder, but French.
But it does seem to be suggesting that you can get people in your basket. I mean, the advert does look quite literal in that sense.
Yeah, well, I think, well, I'm concerned. Could literally be putting people in your basket.
We'll put this on the Radio 1 Twitter so everyone can see it. It's like a red advert with stick people.
Putting people in baskets.
Yeah.
Thing is, you've seen this advert and you've thought, ah, that's going straight in my basket. But actually, if I'm going to be pedantic, it looks more like a trolley. So my worry is, over there, someone is doing the catchphrase, oh, that's going straight in my trolley. Which is a blatant rip.
Amazing.
Can you tell some French people to download the podcast while you're in your year abroad?
I'll pass the message on.
Okay, merci.
It's a weird gap year, this one. I didn't know people do Paris for a gap year. I thought gap years were meant to be in Thailand.
Well, yeah, I think that is the general aim.
Have you gone to France to find yourself?
I've come to France to eat a lot of cheese. They don't do cheese that much in Thailand, I've heard.
No, right.
Oh, wow. You're going to come back so full of cheese.
The size of the UK.
Yes.
You're going to come back, like, so full of cheese.
Yeah. And you're going to be a lot more sophisticated because you've spent a year in France.
Oh, that is the hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be the kind of person that enjoys fine red wine.
You're going to be the kind of person that
enjoys... I'm working on that.
You're going to be the kind of person that enjoys really strong black coffee.
That's my aim. I'm in training.
Thanks for getting in touch.
No worries.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily. Obviously, you get the real Radio 1 breakfast show every day with Grimmy between 6.30 and 10 on Radio 1. But for this couple of weeks, we are the Freshers Breakfast Show. 1 till 4 with Scott Mills. Got someone now. Hello? Hello, who's that, please?
This is Ellie and Jess.
Ellie and Jess, where are you?
We're in the car on our way up to Newcastle Uni.
Are you freshers or have you been there before?
We're second years.
Second, okay, right.
Yeah.
So is your car just completely full of things?
Yeah, jam-packed. Couldn't fit anything else in.
Okay, so how far are you on the drive? Where were you going from?
We are going from near Bath, and we're about 4.5 hours in, so a while to go, yeah.
Surely you're nearly there.
We are 54 minutes, according to the SatNav.
Did you take the wrong turn?
Yeah, we definitely did. We got very lost.
Oh,
it's all good. Are you excited to get there now?
Yeah, very excited. We've got a night out planned for this evening.
Now, we were talking about this last week. Are you going to be getting involved in Freshers Week, even though you're second years?
Yeah, definitely.
Because there was a lady on last week, do you remember? A lady. And she was like, freshers? Absolutely not. I was like, well, why are you back at uni so soon then?
Well, just going out for the pre-freshers.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Got to get involved. Meet some new people, eh? Hey, hey.
Yeah, make it a two-week affair.
That's right. Make it 2 weeks. All right, good to speak to you. Hope you get there soon.
You try. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so he's in the live lounge tomorrow on Radio 1. I'm talking about Naughty Boy. This is the first single from his second album, which is forthcoming. Features the first new vocal of 2015 from Beyonce. Not heard her this year. And also a singer-songwriter called Arrow Benjamin, who will join Naughty Boy in the live lounge tomorrow. And here it is. Maybe it's your first time of hearing it. In that case, I want to know what you think, first opinions and all that. Or maybe this is your second time or third time today and you're like, yeah, I'm getting to like it now. Maybe it's growing on you. Naughty Boy, Beyonce and Arrow Benjamin. It's called Running, Lose It All. And we're playing it on every show today.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
These four lonely walls have changed the way I feel. The way I feel. I'm standing still.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Kind of forget how much you love Beyonce's voice when you hear it, especially on something new like that. Katie says, words cannot describe how much love I have for that song. I love it so much. I think Naughty Boy should stop pretending he's friends with Beyonce. That's from Michael in Worcester. All right, Mike. Sigma would have done this better. Sounds like a poor Sigma.
Oh,
that's harsh.
That's not nice.
Scott in St. Albans. What is Beyonce thinking? She's so much better than this, says Mitch. I think it's great.
This is interesting as well. It's like he's just replaced Emily Sandé with Beyonce. That's quite a comment.
I'm not sure I feel comfortable though with Beyonce being a feat.
Yeah.
Beyonce should never be a featured artist.
I think that's
the
thing, because Naughty Boy has featured so many artists on his songs.
But it was like Sam Smith when he was kind of coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, it's generally when they're sort of rising stars.
When you see feat Beyonce and Arrow Benjamin, something doesn't quite sit right with it. But I still like it. Track of the day is Running by Naughty Boy.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1.
Mills here playing Rude Magic and also My Number One by Stylo G and Gyptian. Okay, Coast's version of Glitterball, the Sigma track coming up. It was the Coast's debut in the live lounge today. And also, before 3:30, I'm going to play you Rita Ora and Blonde and Melissa Steele. Hello, students of Bath. Me and Chris will see you tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
On the tour. We're doing quite a few gigs together now. Here's the thing, you know, the one we did the other week.
Because, which one?
The first one that we did together,
yeah, okay.
For the students.
Lincoln.
It's quite hard to know what to do when you're DJing. I mean, I can jump around a bit, but I'm struggling with what to do.
No, I agree. And it's good we're talking about this now, because I felt the same. Mm. It's kind of awkward. It must be the same feeling that Swedish House Mafia have.
Well, there's three of those.
Yeah.
That's probably why they don't do it anymore. Like, I don't know what to do.
Because it's fine, like, you can have a sip of beer, you can dance around a little bit, but there's only so much dancing either of us can do.
Absolutely.
You know?
And then what do you do? You just kind of stare awkwardly out into the crowd, you're doing all the work, and vice versa. You must have felt the same when I was DJing.
Yeah, I felt exactly the same. I guess the only thing is, when I'm DJing, you know, you're very famous for having been on Strictly Come Dancing. I think you could do a bit more of that, perhaps. Because I don't think you're representing that side of you. The dancer side to you.
I think that side of me is no more. But anyway, well, let's see what happens tomorrow night, because it's only our second one.
And it's strange as well, isn't it? Because when I'm DJing or when you're DJing and the other person's hands are sort of just milling around.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do with your hands?
Wanting to touch things, but not being able to.
Like, that is exactly
it. Because you don't want to interfere.
Yeah. What do you do with your hands? I don't know. Anyway, we'll give it another go tomorrow. Hello, Callum.
Hello.
Oh, hello. So you're on holiday at the moment.
I am indeed. I'm in holiday in Corfu with my girlfriend.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful and sunny. What, 35 degrees today?
Not at all. It's nearer 20 and it's raining.
Oh, how long has it been raining for?
Ever since we ran out of money and we can't go outside.
Right, okay. You need to explain everything to me. Why have you run out of money?
We've run out of money because on Saturday, my girlfriend and I, but mainly my girlfriend, decided to rent a boat from one of these generic places across the shoreline.
Okay, so you thought we'll have a nice boat trip.
Well, she did. I'm terrified of boats, but I gave in because she really wanted to go on a boat.
Yeah, and you're just being a nice boyfriend and going, all right then, if you want to go on a boat, we'll go on a boat.
Yeah, it's our first holiday together, so I thought it would be nice. So I thought, what can go wrong?
Okay, well, how did you lose the money then?
We lost the money because after about a 20-minute boat ride out of shore, we decided to anchor up and go for a snorkel. I was driving and Emma was at the other end, so I said, do you want to drop anchor here? Yes. Emma took this direction incredibly literally and threw the anchor off the boat without tying it to anything.
That's amazing.
All right, so she does drop anchor, but doesn't tie it to anything.
She does drop anchor.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh. I went around the front of the boat because I saw it slip off incredibly quickly and I thought, that's not right. So I went around the front of the boat to check, at which point she told me not to check and that I don't have to check everything and that it's fine. So I left it, and then when I was swimming around the boat snorkeling, I noticed we had no anchor and our boat was drifting towards the coast of a small island.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yes. We spent €100 on an anchor. So I now have a receipt for one anchor, and our boat ride cost me €155 plus petrol and search and rescue mission.
And that's all because you've thrown the anchor in the sea, haven't attached it to anything. Well, amazing. So what are you doing now? You've run out of money.
At the moment we're living on cereal and stealing Wi-Fi for podcasts and playing innuendo bingo.
And that's the only thing you're doing?
That's literally it. Today we haven't done anything. We've just sat around, listened to music and played cards, waiting for today's podcast.
Oh, really?
Waiting.
Quick, Emma, keep refreshing. Eventually it might be there.
I love that. So on holiday, your big nights out just involve you listening to the podcast in.
We played along with the Duchess innuendo bingo. The governess innuendo bingo.
So you're sat there thousands of miles away in Corfu, eating cereal in your room because you've paid £100 for an anchor that went missing and just waiting for the Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, you must be really up to date, though, on podcasts.
Oh, yeah, no, I've heard everything. It's great. I've got nothing to listen to when I come home, though.
And, mate, it's really good news because couples that listen to the podcast together stay together.
Yeah, even though she has made you spend €100 by mislaying the anchor there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's you and Emma. How old are you both?
We're both 21.
And you're on holiday in Corfu. Okay, well, when are you coming back?
We are coming back tomorrow, thank God.
Oh, I bet you're pleased.
I literally can't wait to get on the plane, although we're being kicked out of the room early and our plane isn't till the evening, so we don't know what we're going to do with no money for 7 hours.
Just eat some more cereal?
Eat some more cereal.
Yeah, do that. There's nothing else to do. And it's raining. Right, okay, let us know when you come back. Get in touch again, all right?
Thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
So let's get to the Coasts Live Lounge from earlier. They did a brilliant version of Sigma and Ella Henderson's Glitterball, mashing it up with a bit of Hold Back the River. James Bay, have a listen. Be any more 80s?
What, me? Oh, you're talking about the song.
Jason Derulo.
There's confusion as well over the title. It's not shy Anne, as in a lady called Anne.
He's a bit timid. No, he's not.
Just a bit reserved.
I just want to make sure if people do search for the song that they know what they're searching for. You know?
It's called Cheyenne. That is a girl's name. And that's... let me spell that for you. It's C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E. Cheyenne.
Shy
Anne.
Yeah, it's not a song about, you know, a shy lady called Anne.
Hello,
Anne.
Hi.
If you are Cheyenne, singing might not be for you.
Oh, yeah, and I don't want to ruin the song if you are called Anne and you're shy and you were listening to that thinking, finally, a song for me.
Everyone's going, loads of people going, why is Anne so shy?
Don't be shy, Anne.
Cheyenne. Jason Derulo, I like it. I really like it. Straight in mine. And here's Greg James with Real or No Real.
Brothers and electronic music duo Disclosure share a joint email account.
Surely not now. Not these days. Surely.
This is a bit like when we say about boy bands and how they've only got one phone between them.
But I think at the start, they would have had a shared email address, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and it's like we were saying with the Vamps and people like that. They've just got one phone.
Why have they? No, they haven't.
Yeah, it's a group phone for everyone.
They haven't got a group phone. Why have they got
don't get
group
their own
phone?
Ones.
Why not?
Well, you know, it's very strict, isn't it, in the boy band world?
Is it? They're old enough to buy their own phone.
No, they get to do what they're told.
No, and I think you really see it with the X Factor. When there's a new boy band on that, you notice that they've got one Twitter account for all of them.
All right, you go, there's a little pack to start. You go, here's your hair gel. Here's your one phone between you. Yes. Have a nice time.
It is, because everything gets done for you, including taking your actual phone off you and having one group phone.
Wow.
I believe that happens.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. But do Disclosure share a joint email account?
Definitely, because obviously if you want to contact Disclosure, you are going to just, you know, it's going to be...
It's a one-stop place to go.
Disclosure@gmail.com or something like that.
Well, don't give it out.
If I wanted to message them, I'd probably start there.
I reckon they're on Yahoo.
Guy and Howard at disclosure.com.
Real or no real?
I think this is real.
Probably real.
Probs on Hotmail.
That one is real.
Wow.
Yes.
Haven't you done
true.
Something about that before? You've done about guessing celebrities' email addresses.
Yeah, we have.
It's normally just quite the obvious. The obvious that you go for. I'm not going to give out.
You'd be surprised,
some.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not going to give out Disclosure's joint email account on air, but do have a listen to the next tape they did for Grimmy this morning. That's all I'm saying.
I got an email address of a famous person, and I was like, really?
Yes.
Why would you not disguise it a bit more?
I saw an email, and someone had accidentally been CC'd in it rather than BCC'd. And I won't say who it was, but I was surprised at how obvious their email address was, considering how famous they are.
I agree. I mean, they don't make it hard for you to actually guess.
No.
And next.
Naughty Boy has been forced to change a number of personal security details after accidentally tweeting his PIN number.
Wow.
Now, you have to change your... it's not your PIN number, your phone code number.
All the
quite
time.
Quite a lot, because he
I
will
check
be on his
it.
Phone through Bingo.
I check it on my phone during Inu and a Bingo, and loads of people tweet in and text in going, oh, just saw your passcode, might want to change that.
You gave out my PIN on the radio recently, do you remember?
Yeah.
Idiot.
I don't know why I did that.
Why would you have done that?
I had to change it.
Oh, yes, because you had a quirky one, didn't
don't
you?
Don't even...
What?
You had a quirky one, it was...
Don't even.
It's not even, guys.
So stupid.
I know.
And you looked at me, and as you were saying it, you were just grinning. No, you started grinning as you were saying it, because I knew what you were about to
Again,
say.
You can kind of match it up with the right celebrity, though, so you assume Daniel Craig will be 007, wouldn't you?
That's not enough,
that's three. That's three.
007.
Well, yeah, it'd have to be 007 then, which probably he would go with. Maybe not.
I think that's too obvious. Has Naughty Boy been forced to change a number of his personal security details because he accidentally tweeted his PIN number?
Now, how's he done that? So was that meant to be a DM to someone?
Why would you DM someone your PIN number?
It's not... Well, yeah. DMing people.
Here's the long number.
I accidentally sent you a DM, Chris. Don't open it, though. What, is it dirty? No, it's my PIN.
You don't see that enough anymore, do you? Do you remember it used to happen quite a lot where DMs, people would accidentally... It was when they were new to Twitter, because Twitter's been around for ages now. People have cottoned onto it, but... You would see people think that they're DMing someone, and it just goes right public.
Yeah, you used to see everything, didn't you? So is Naughty Boy having to change all his details security-wise, real or no real?
Probably, yeah. I'd say real.
I just can't see why he would have tweeted it. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Hasn't tweeted his pin, but does often, if you'll notice, tweet the time. His favourite is 1:11 a.m. for some reason. Just tweets the time. He'll be in the Lave Lounge tomorrow. And finally,
it has been announced that the luckiest city in the UK is Portsmouth.
Oh, good news. Why? What's happened there? What's been happening?
What do you think could make Portsmouth the luckiest city in the UK?
How's the start of their season gone, Chris?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is what I can't work out is the person that's announcing it is saying the luckiest city in the UK is Portsmouth because, you know, just because someone's proclaimed it or because they know something's going
to
happen there.
Could be
or
to do
if
with...
it's just saying there's more good luck in Portsmouth, better things happen to people in Portsmouth than everywhere else.
You're a man of the lottery, Scott, or it used to be.
Mm. Formerly
of that parish. Mm. Was that a particularly lucky place for the lottery, maybe? Do you remember?
No, but there was one place. Maybe it was Bradford, from what I seem to remember, that had the most lottery winners ever.
Right,
that's interesting.
So it's a lucky area.
I wonder if that could be...
But no, I don't remember it. I think it was Bradford, but I don't remember it being Portsmouth.
But luckier in Portsmouth. Now, I know Mr. Jam was DJing there last night. Do you think the two are connected?
No. I'll tell you, I know why, because they got a Gunwharf Quay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty lucky to have that. I'd love to have that here.
Also, it's where Matt Edmondson's from.
Is it? I didn't know he was Pompey.
So. Yes, I think you're right.
It's going to be an issue here. I'm from Southampton.
Oh, dear.
No, I've got no beef with that. I know a lot of people have in that area. Mm. I'm not one of them.
No.
So, is the luckiest city in the UK Portsmouth?
No, that's the thing, Scott. You'll go to any town and tell them that they're your favourite town.
Absolutely.
Every day. As
long as you offer me a comedy check at the end.
Do you get paid for comedy checks?
Yeah, one of those big ones, like offer children in need.
It gets brought in at the end.
Does Wogan bring it in?
Sometimes. Oh. Real or no real?
Just on stage in Aberdeen.
Portsmouth, the luckiest city. We're talking about... So we've got Matt Edmondson, we've got all those things.
Got Mr. Jam.
Makes it quite... Well, only look for last night.
Gunwharf Quay.
Got the sea.
I'm going to go real then.
All right, I'll go no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yes. According to a study that came out recently, Liverpool, Manchester and Bangor also in the top five.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, right, OK.
At the end of that round of real or no real...
OK, now I'm not sure I counted this correctly, but I think I've got 30 and I think Greg got absolutely nothing.
Oh!
Those are Monday's best bits. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Our guest on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 is Gabrielle Aplin. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.